Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
When Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where Messiah was to be born. They replied,
"In Bethlehem, in Judea.
For this is what the prophet has written.
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said,
"Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed, and coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you very much. Right, so, doesn't it all look a bit bare without the Christmas trees here? Where's it all gone? Has anybody still got their Christmas decorations up at home at the moment? I knew there had to be one. There we go.
And I'm not the only one in the road.
are you deliberately going on to Candlemas? Preserving the liturgical season?
It's just that the lights on my hedge are a nice guide when I'm back in.
So all those fair, but we still got our crib here. And thank you so much. Didn't the children do brilliantly bringing up the figures? I think we should give them a clap. They brought up the figures, the warden's hearts were in their mouths as they came up, but they all managed to get there safe and sound. So thank you. That's wonderful. And they came bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we think about gifts. But we've taken down our trees and taken down our cards. And Shona has a very strategic approach to cards in marking off where we've come from, still marking off whose address we haven't given our right address to, and things like that, and working out the list for next year. So he has a very strategic approach. I just want you to do it again. But I did keep this card out because this is probably the funniest card that we got this year. And it's the three wise men, it's a cartoon, the three wise men coming to the stable. And the first wise man says, "We bought gold." The second one, "Frankincense and milk." "There was a substitution on my online shop." This was somebody who attended the Bible study and about Matthew and heard me say about the cards and things. Just saw that and instantly thought of me, so I don't know quite what that means. There we go. Some traditions actually give people gifts on Epiphany rather than Christmas because of the wise men bringing the gifts. And of course, in the Orthodox Church, it was Christmas yesterday, I think, wasn't it?
It was
the Orthodox Church is the same. So they brought gifts. The wise men, the Magi, brought gifts. They brought gold, showing Jesus as being the king. They brought frankincense to depict prayer, Jesus being the great high priest. And they brought myrrh, because myrrh is used to anoint dead bodies. And they were showing the sacrifice that this baby would make for all people. And the essence of it was that it was for all people, because the Magi were Gentiles. And it was the Gentiles who came to visit and pay homage as we got there. Now, gifts are lovely and gifts are wonderful. And we have some gifts in church today spread out around the place with numbers on. And these gifts are all linked. And we're going to find them now, but we've got to do it in order. So we have. So, the number one. Where's number one? Where's number one?
On the pulpit.
Now for the three other servants. Oh, gosh, this one's quite heavy. Right. Yvonne, you can open it. Then we can open it.
I have opened a crystal present since Friday night.
So, what have we got in it?
I'd better undo a bow, wouldn't I? Would it want to do? Here, number one. Oh, I could do with one of these.
What is it, Yvonne?
It's a bit dusty.
It's a torch for the choir, so that you can see torches again. So much complaint about choosing an anthem. My life before. Torch. We've got a torch. Right. So let's put that there. Number two. Where's number two? Where's number two? Where's number two? Where's number two? You can get up, you know, and get this stuff. Right off!
Is that my bottle of champagne?
There we go. Number two we've got.
Do I shout bingo when I've got more?
What have we got in number two?
Not what I was hoping for.
Oh.
But it will do. About 6 pints of water.
Yeah, we've got a bottle of water, not just any old water, Brecon Cadet water. There we go, it's all out of the shower. Right, it's going to be Brecon Cadet first. Right, number three, come on, where's number three? Right, number three is by you. Right, ooh!
What's different?
A dainty little box.
Oh, chocolates.
Maltesers.
Well, I'm not sure if I'll ask what it is. Well, I might just.
What have we got in there?
Some nice red tissue paper.
Oh, how lovely. And under the tissue paper?
More tissue paper.
And inside the tissue paper?
Actually, it's my breakfast.
Ah, we've got a bread roll. We've got a bread roll, we've got a torch, we've got a bread roll. We've got a torch, we've got water, we've got a bread roll. Number four. Right. Number four. Let's give this one a go.
No, you will. Do you know, I've never had such excitement. For at least a few minutes. number 123.
Were they?
Yes.
What is it? What have we got in the bag?
A plastic container.
Grapes.
Oh, we've got grapes. What now? Beginning to think about what's linking these things together now, are we? Yeah, any ideas before we open number 5? Yeah? What do you need to know travelling? Good answer. Good answer. Right. Are you strong enough to bring number 5? This is perfect. Oh, look at this. This way, sunshine. Come on. Bye, Dad. You've got the heaviest one. Brilliant, aren't you? Do you want to open it up with me? Do you want to open it up with me? Bet you didn't get this for Christmas. I'll look at that now. Look! Praying hands we've got. Hands together in prayer. There, we've got praying hands. That one is heavy. Right, so that's number 5. Number 6. Number 6. Where's number six? Has Gloria found number 6?
She has.
Brilliant. Come on then, Gloria. What a nice little song as well. I love them. Oh. Do you understand opening it with me, my love?
He gets all the big ones,
I only
get the little packets.
Right, take out the tissue paper. There we go. And what? Oh! Can you hold that up? Show everybody. Hold it up. Oh! Look! We've got a cross. A very special cross. Feel free to join that. Thank you so much. We've got a peace cross, actually. Very special cross. All right, so what number's that, Yvonne?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what's number 5?
4.
What's number 5?
6.
All right. So we're looking for number 7. Yes. So, now this looks like such a big box, doesn't it? Do you want to help me? Now, you know. Right, so, we've got the box. Something very special in here that people, well. No, it's.
Oh.
It's empty. The box is number 7, the box is empty. That is the gift, is the empty box. Wow. So, and the final one, number 8. Number 8, where's number 8? Oh, can you get it for me? That'd be brilliant. Excellent. Marvellous. Thank you so much. Number 8, do you want to open it with me? There we go, just take out the tissue paper. Lovely. Oh, now this is going to be the most complicated one.
You must have this problem at work before we're
So, if we come out here, right, and if you hold that for me, and you start pulling it out gently. Oh. And now start walking down the aisle with them. Thank you. And keep walking down the aisle. And we'll stop there. And what have we got here? People. People of all differences, all different colours, all people. We've got people. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. So, You can sit down. So what links all these things together? What links all these things together? What links all these things together? Sorry? Jesus, absolutely. Jesus links all these together. Jesus, I mean, put all the people here. So, the torch. What does this represent? Marvellous. Torches, torches, torches. Can we have the next slide, please? We've got... what's this represent? The water of life, yeah? And another thing, which we might have celebrated today. Yeah? Water into wine. Very good answer. And another thing?
Baptism.
Baptism, yes, baptism. The sacrament of baptism. That's right. So, once again, it's got various answers. The bread roll. Bread of life, Jesus, the bread of life. And what else do we have? What does that represent as well? Communion. There's another great sacrament, communion. We've got the grapes. What do they represent? Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. And what else does it represent? Communion. Yeah, lovely. Right. The praying hands. Now what does this represent? Prayer. Right, teachers taught us how to pray. Our teachers told us to pray. And Jesus himself prayed all the time. That's how he did his ministry, was by returning to the Father, going away by himself, going up the mountain and praying. And we also remember the cross and Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, the gift that he gave to us by going to the cross to offer us salvation, the doorway through the cross, the cross. Now, the empty box. Well done. They've got their first in theology behind me. The empty box is the empty tomb. Easter Sunday. Because the story does not end on Good Friday. Rather, it goes through to the empty tomb of Easter Sunday. This is the great hope that we have, that the tomb itself was empty. And then, the final one, people. Why are people there? Sorry? Christ's followers, yes. Jesus told us to go out to make disciples of all people. We gather in church to be a body of Christ, all people joined together. People are so important, and I think it's a wonderful thought. I don't know whether you've ever had this thought, but if you think of your Christian family tree, if you were able to follow that all the way back as to how you came to faith, who was it that brought you to faith? Who was it who brought them to faith? Who was it who brought them to faith? Who was it who brought them to faith? If you were to think all the way back, you would end up with a disciple. You would end up with one of the people that Jesus called, if you were able to trace it all the way back. And from them, who did go out with the Great Commission, they went out and they made disciples of all people. And a final gift, because our book of instructions of what holds it all together is, of course, our... So, Yvonne, Bible. Return to the Bible, we return to Scripture. But what is in the Bible? You don't have to start reading it from page one.
In one of the Bibles I've got at home,
yeah.
Beginning of Matthew's Gospel,
yeah.
I've got a recipe for pancakes.
Why? And is there anything in that particular Bible? Is there anything in that particular Bible? So a recipe for pancakes.
No, it's a simple one. Pancakes is good, Mark. Actually, the Bible is about God showing his love for us.
It is,
in
isn't
so
it?
In so many different ways.
Yeah.
And it's actually, in many ways, his instruction book.
Yeah.
Because the Gospels show us what God is really like. And the rest of the Old Testament is always pointing to something about God, what he's really like, which is revealed in Jesus. And then as we go on through the rest of the New Testament, the letters, that helps us to understand how we live out our faith, the power of the Spirit. And that's in my Bible as well.
So can we have the next slide, please? So what links all these things together is God's love. God's love is seen through Jesus. God's love is we have witnessed through Jesus, who told us all to go out and make disciples, who was the light of the world, who was the water of life, who was baptized at the beginning of his ministry, who gave us the gift of communion, the bread and wine, the living bread and the true vine. He taught us how to pray. He went to the cross for us. It didn't stop there. We then had the empty tomb and then the great commission to go out and to tell all people about it. It is the love of God that unites all these things together. It is the love of God that unites us all together. And it was the love of God that the Magi witnessed when they first went to pay homage to baby Jesus. This year, remember that love. We've given you all a bookmark. And on the one side of the bookmark, it says, Jesus is the light of the world. And Epiphany season, Epiphany Sunday, 8th of January, 2023 AD. I know that's old-fashioned, but AD staying in the year of our Lord, because that's what we're celebrating. And on the back, we've got these reflections. Go home, put the bookmark in your Bible, look at the reflections. The wise men, like everyone linked to Jesus' birth, met God in the middle of their everyday activities and responded. Have you met Jesus in unexpected ways, whether through people, prayer, scripture, or worship? How did you respond and grow in faith? Where is the light of the star, God's love, leading you at the moment? Ask God to give you the faith to trust his leading and prompts in your day-to-day life. Trust God to lead the way, to show you the star. Trust God to prompt you in your day-to-day life. Take that home, keep it somewhere safe, keep it in your Bibles, I will. And when you open your Bibles, have a look at the bookmarks. Have a look at the reflections. And have a look and have a think about where